From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you once again for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes we'll turn to Luke chapter 15. First, here's an old gospel piece sung by Alan McGill. It's called The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago.
There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. O sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin, for thus he has commanded, if you would enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it. You settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago, long ago, long ago. The old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago, when the old account was settled long ago.
Over these past weeks, we have been considering the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal has now come home. His father is so glad. He has killed a fatted calf. He has given his prodigal a special place in the family. Tonight we come to that part of the story that relates to the other son, the elder brother. How would he react when he discovered his wandering sibling had returned? We'll begin our reading at the verse 25 of Luke chapter 15. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never givest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. We might well imagine that the parable of the prodigal son could have ended neatly at the time when the prodigal returned. Yet this was not to be the case. Before the Lord concluded this story, the tale took an unexpected twist. The elder brother was out in the field, being totally unaware that his brother had come back. How would he react? He did not react very well at all. It seems he was miffed that he was not informed that there were festivities going on at the house. Why wasn't he invited? After all, he was out working, and his father had called all the neighbours and friends together for a celebration, and he was not part of it. This feeling of being left out soon changed to anger, however, when he discovered that his father had welcomed back the lost boy. He refused to go in. He called his father out. He displayed jealousy, unwilling to own the prodigal as his brother. He referred to him rather as thy son, as if he was not really related to the lad. He was only too willing to drag his brother's name down into the gutter, speaking of things that the Lord in the parable never spoke of. He referred to the brother as devouring his living with harlots. And whilst this might well have been the case, the Lord throughout the parable drew a veil over the son's sinfulness. But this elder brother wanted to drag the whole matter up. He showed jealousy, he showed bitterness, he showed even hatred. Yet the father was every bit as loving and every bit as magnanimous toward the elder brother as he was toward the younger brother. And really, as we look at the elder brother, we see an individual who needed to be forgiven every bit as much as the prodigal who had been to the far country. There is so much that we can learn from this elder son. This afternoon, I wish to present to you three pictures from the elder brother. Firstly, in him we see a picture of Israel. The father looked at this elder son and he said to him, "Thou art ever with me." Israel were the people who were always with God. Away back in the days of Abraham, God called the children of Abraham to be his special people, and they still have a special place in the eyes of God, although today the Jewish people are an unrepentant people who have never recognized Christ as their Messiah. But nevertheless, the Jews historically had an advantage. In Romans 3 verse 2, the Apostle Paul says that unto the Jews were committed the oracles of God. They had the word when no one else had the word. They were entrusted with something very special. When the Lord was upon the earth, however, the Jewish people resented their Messiah. The most religious of the Jews, the Pharisees, they despised the way Christ forgave and embraced the publicans, the sinners. At the very commencement of Luke chapter 15, we are told that all the publicans and sinners were coming to hear Christ. And the Pharisees and the scribes were murmuring, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And when the Lord realized that, he told three stories. One concerning the lost sheep, one concerning the lost coin, one concerning the lost son. And at the very end of the parable of the lost son, he represented the elder brother who did not want to see the prodigal forgiven. And the Lord was clearly having a go at the Jews, who in all their jealousy and in all their hatred against sinners could not accept that God could forgive sinners. Therefore, the Lord condemned them by revealing to them that they were the elder brother who needed God's forgiveness, who needed God's mercy, because they were unforgiving. The second picture I would like to draw your attention to here is that of the unforgiving believer. I believe there is a class of Christian in this world who finds it very difficult to accept that God can forgive the worst of men. In another parable, that of the Good Samaritan, there was a poor man who was beset by thieves, and we're told that the religious people they passed by on the other side, the priest and the Levite, didn't want to touch the poor lost soul who was wounded and beaten. And yet when the Samaritan came along, he was willing to take that pitiful individual and wash him and clothe him and heal the wounds. And in that parable, the Lord really was presenting a similar lesson as he is here. And he is speaking to us all, particularly those of us who are Christians. And he is saying, don't be like the priest or the Levite. Love the drunkard. Love the person whose life is wasted with drugs. Love the person whose life has been destroyed by immorality. Don't pass over on the other side, because that person can be changed by the power of God. And when God changes that person, you be sure to show them love Don't be afraid of the sinner whom God changes and transforms by his mercy and by his grace. Don't be like the elder brother. As Christians, we can sit in ivory palaces as if our lives could never ever have been ruined by sin. We are what we are only by God's grace. It's nothing to do with ourselves. And when God saves others, let us be glad. Let us welcome them in. Let us look for the lost sheep. And let us rejoice when those who are lost are found by the Good Shepherd. Thirdly and finally, I believe here we have a picture of the good living sinner. I think it is striking, but it is true. The elder brother was never in the far country. He never wasted his father's inheritance with riotous living. But yet the elder brother was as far away from his father as the younger brother. Although he was beside the father, working with the father, in the employ of the father, appearing to be so very good and upright, yet he was as far from the father. Because the father, you see, was full of love and pity for his son when he returned. But the elder brother was full of hatred. He did not have his father's heart, you see. He surely represents the person who is good living, the person who is respectable, who goes to church, the person who has a high sense of morality, a person who has a hearing ear for the gospel, a person who respects the word of God, but yet is as far away from God as the drunkard, as the drug addict, as the immoral living individual. You see, the scripture tells us that our good works will not prepare us for heaven. In fact, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That's the clear teaching of the scriptures. We are saved by grace. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Works cannot save us. If works could save us, Christ would never have come to live for us and to die for us. Our salvation is dependent upon God, you see, not upon ourselves. And therefore, we can live well, live morally, and live upright, and be far away from the heart of God. Today you might feel that you live a good life. You might feel that you live a Christian life. But you have never accepted your sin. On this day, when the prodigal returned, the elder son's sin was exposed. As he spoke to his father and said, "Look at how good I have been," we see his self-righteousness. He thought that he hadn't sinned, but those words revealed his pride, his arrogance. But the father still came to him and said, "Son, thou art ever with me. All that I have is thine." The father showed him love. And God loves you. God loves you. You may not have lived like the prodigal. You may be living like the elder brother. But you still need God's forgiveness. And you can only discover that forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And therefore I would exhort you today to take Christ as your Saviour. This parable surely teaches us that all men are lost, that all men need God. Have you acknowledged that need? Have you come to know the Lord? Will you not come even today? Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.